short journey, okay? You ready? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And believe it or not,
my heart does perceive
what you're saying to me through this word. Amen? So we're going James 1:1. James chapter 1, verse 1. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Now, I'm not going to go any further because the press was one verse. Now, you got to know that James was also a brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's brought up in the same house, same mom. And obviously, Joseph being the father, not the Holy Ghost. There would be war games in a home where one would be anointed. And difficulties arose. And if you want to check that out, you can read John chapter 7. It'll teach you that in households where there's a whole bunch of kids, some have the dictatorial ability and others become servants of the Most High. You can laugh, but it's the truth. Okay? So, James, a servant of God. Well, if you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, we'll see another confirmation. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to go to verse 16. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Wow. Yeah, that kind of puts it together, doesn't it? Live as free men. In other words, you can respect others' opinion, but that doesn't mean they can dominate you, or should they? Because they're not your Lord. They are figures in the body of Christ, designed by God to bring you wisdom. They're not supposed to have the ability to destroy you. So keep that in mind. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Verse 17 says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. You need to honor the leader. But that's it. Honor does not mean that you are less than. You can honor your mother and your father without following in their footsteps.
Amen.
Because if I would have done that, I would be an alcoholic and a drug addict. Going to the prescription bottle every time I had a problem. Because that's what my parents became. They weren't always that way. But that's what happened. So I could show proper respect, but not follow.
Amen.
And that is very important to keep that. So you can be a servant of God, not the wrong servitude. Got it? Now we're going to go to Romans 1:9. Romans 1:9. Verse 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. So there's your upside down world caused by one man that drove everybody up a tree, Calvary's tree. His name was Paul. Paul is servant of Christ. Romans 1:1. He was a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Now go back to verse 9. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the good news of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. Notice he's a prayer warrior. I'm going to give you verse 11 because that's part of servitude. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to make you strong. Some of you have been recipients of that gift today, as the saints were praying over one another, imparting grace and favor, imparting acceptance and not war, imparting a change of mind instead of your own mind, putting on the mind of Christ and what he thinks about you and what he believes about you, so that you can be on the same page for a change. Wouldn't that make a change if you decided that you were going to have God's opinion of you and agree with it?
Amen.
Instead of all these attitudes of people who have invested in you, putting their attitude towards you, an attitude about how you should be and what you should be, instead of following the Most High.
Amen.
Wow, one person is awake here. I should have heard amen.
Amen.
All right, now they're alive. Hallelujah. See, servitude to controlling forces can bring you what?
Slavery. Slavery, yes.
Huh?
Slavery.
Yeah, slavery. Romans 6:16 says, to whom you submit to, you become a slave to. Mm-hmm. I lived it. Yes. Lived it for so long that I thought it was normal.
True.
Am I the only one?
Amen. 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 Come on.
Hear me now. I am not against my fellow workers in the field. But you see, we are to be submissive to one another and listen and respect. But don't become a slave. Okay? Don't become a slave. Okay, now let's go to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea. When about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. Did I do something wrong here?
What verse?
I'm sorry, verse 23. I'm at the verse 27.
Acts 27?
Acts 27, verse 23. Back it up to verse 21. After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. 23. Last night, an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, that's the word we wanted, stood beside me and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. In other words, you're not going into the ground here. You're not going to be buried alive with the water. You're going to stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. There's another promise. those who are servants of the Most High are going to be salvation to many. Did you hear me?
No.
Your life, your ability to have the light of Christ within you changed everybody's future on that boat.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Just Paul.
Yep.
All alone. Prisoner Paul. Not free man Paul.
Right.
In chains. Bound to go. And all God had to do is say, look, Paul, you're not going to die. You're not going to take a nosedive out of this ship. I'm going to save everybody because of you. Now, are you any different? Do you have a different God that you're serving?
No.
Oh. You're serving the same God, huh?
That's right.
How many are you that hold people in your heart out of your family? Oh, that's your boat. Yeah, that's your boat. Workplace boat. Family boat. Got it? They haven't got a chance because of you. They're going to heaven. And they may not know it yet. You might be their irritation. Just like this guy was that boat's irritation because he warned them. Yes or no?
Yes.
I know I'm preaching right now, but get a load of who you are. Get a picture of what God says about you because you're like Paul. You aren't Paul, but you're like him. You have the same Holy Ghost inside of you. I can feel the churning right now, so some of you need to close your eyes and put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I've got to get a new attitude. I got to see myself as valuable in your eyes. And haul those that I hold in my heart. That's my boat, Lord. And they're not going to hell.
They're going to heaven.
Because of one believer. Me. In agreement with God. What a gift I am. That's why they can't stand me. Some of them are irritated about me. Because hell's on the run. Heaven is also going to chase them. Because those angels are on the job.
Acts 16:31.
Me and my household. We're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That's good news.
Amen.
Ooh, I heard that little one. Whew. Go to Daniel. I know that's quite a skip back, but you can do it. Daniel. This particular man of God had a great impact in my life. When I first began to read the Bible and I thought it wasn't a mortal sin anymore.
Amen.
My favorite book was Daniel and Revelations, along with John. It took about 20 years for my wife to confess that she used to go on to the living room table, pick up the huge Bible I bought, and look at all the bookmark places, and she said it was so irritating because she wasn't able to catch on. She never said anything for years, and me and my youngest son would sit in the living room in the afternoon on Sundays and read the Word together. How God can change a heart just by being obedient with your children. Daniel chapter 3. And I think you're going to love this particular verse because it is so precise. Daniel chapter 3.
Somebody had a commission from the Lord today to pray over my feet. So get ready. If you back this up and start looking at what the three young servants, I'm just kind of stalling because I'm not sure where we're supposed to start. Let's say the image of gold and the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar, verse 1, made an image of gold, 90 feet and 9 feet wide. Set it up in the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon, province of confusion. He then summoned satraps, etc., and I could just go on, because you can read it for yourself. And we're going to go to verse 8. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You have issued a decree, O king, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn or the flute or the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, jealousy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your God nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my God or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, etc., if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king. Watch their response. "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves." Say it. "I don't need to defend myself.
I don't need to defend myself.
Before you in this matter, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand." The rescue comes from God. "O king, but even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And these three firmly tied fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Were there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Servants. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps and prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was there a hair on their head singed. Their robes were not scorched. There was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel, hallelujah, and rescued his servant. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into a pile of rubble, for no other God can save in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon. I rest my case about servants. It hasn't changed for thousands of years. And your future as a servant will bring salvation to those that you hold in your heart. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Bless the food, make it holy, bless the fellowship. Make sure you get at least one hug before you leave.
Amen.
That's all she wrote? Enjoy each other's company. Yeah, that one's going to have the biggest lunch, huh? He is very handsome.
I'll be there, so.